interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, one and all. Can you believe we are just 48 hours from a new year? This is exciting. And it has been an incredible 2023 on the Treasure Coast Insider. A shout out to our sponsor, Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero, one off of Seaway Drive, South Hutchinson Island. They can make any nail design come to life for you at prices that make it possible. It lasts for weeks. You'll love the pampering. They are true nail artists. And of course, there's always gift cards available. When I was in there getting my holiday nails, there were many people coming in and purchasing them. What a great gift indeed. Birthdays, you name it. So thank you so much to Foxy Nails. And one of the things that we're going to be discussing in the studio today is how to live a better, more successful life. And sometimes you just need to knock out the noise to be able to center in on that. We're going to learn a little bit more. Pat Heidluff, she is an author, a thought leader, an innovator, and she is here in the studio with us today. I have had the gift of getting to know her through the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. She has labeled herself in some of the commercials as a Renaissance woman. And she has so many tools to help us in these macro concepts that we're about to engage upon. So, Pat Heidluff, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Anna. It's great to be here.
Yes, and this is such a good time to have you on the broadcast because a new year is oftentimes an opportunity for new beginnings. A lot of folks use that as a mindset. And with some of the books that you've authored, with your experiences and your abilities, you can help in that ushering, yes?
Absolutely. First and foremost, I think people need to understand the best is yet to come. We so often get so bogged down in the chaos and in the stress of living every day and watching the 6 o'clock news and everything that you think, oh, another day. But in reality, there is a renaissance coming. I firmly believe we are at the beginning of a new renaissance. The last one was 500 years ago. It's time, and we're going to see revolutionary new ideas come forward to help humanity move forward in life instead of being bogged down in the past and in the rearview mirror thinking. So I really believe the best is in front of us.
Well, I find that pretty fascinating because I think we're all in search of wisdom, of truth, of unconditional love. And you have authored a book that can help us in that mission alongside some of the other incredible traits that you're able to bring to the table with your experiences. So let's delve a little deeper, shall
we? Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get started first off, because you do have mentioned that finding out our heart center is something that we should all have a goal of.
Absolutely, because up until the time you find your heart center, you are searching elsewhere for answers. You are looking at social media. You're watching the 6 o'clock news. You're talking to your friends that taint your ability to think for yourself. And until you find your heart center and you go within and find that deep, deep connection that's never been broken, it is in there, it's in your DNA, you can't really start to find the answers that you need to make your life better, to help you live a more peace-filled, prosperous life.
And so that is something that helped you when you first put pen to paper.
Absolutely. Actually, my first step was learning the use of feng shui in my life, because At that time, I was the head of a large corporate organization. I would travel a lot, and it's like there was never time for me. Mm. And I did this for like 10 years, which made it very stress-filled, very chaotic, not able to spend time with family. And I finally had to draw back from that, and I started reading a couple books on feng shui, and I took some classes, and I realized, wow, it's all this chaos and clutter in my life that's causing me all this stress and all this tiredness. So I then started to study feng shui, eventually wrote a book on it because it helped me. And when I was out speaking to people, it helps them. Hmm. So I then applied that same information to the business world, except there, instead of talking about energy quite in the same way, I would speak about your flow of focus, because if you can't focus, if you have too much other chaos going on in your world when you're at your workplace, you're not going to be as efficient and as effective as you would like to be, which then affects productivity and prosperity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's where I began. Not everybody begins there. Some people begin by going into meditation or doing yoga or doing those things that bring you into your heart center. And for me, there are a few different ways you can do that. Obviously, I mentioned meditation, but you can go on long, quiet walks at the beach to quiet your, the objective is to quiet your mind. It can be through yoga. It can be through meditation. I happen to do journaling, which is not the same as keeping a diary. With journaling, you really get your connection to your creator, where you can hear your creator's voice respond to you. So we're connected in our, once we're connected in that heart center, you're sort of back connected to God, who has not been in our lives predominantly for many, many years. It's been a slow departure and letting go of that philosophy. And you don't have to be religious to be connected to God. You have to find your heart center where God resides, and then you will discover some of those answers that are troubling you and how to move forward. So you look within, not without.
Interesting. Very interesting. Let's circle back to the feng shui side of things, since that was your first book.
Yep.
And by some small tips, some small takeaways for our listeners, what would be an example of something that you would say, dear listener, this within your home, this subtle change is going to benefit you, and there are other tips like this in the book. What would be an example of something? Oh,
fantastic. First example would be to unclutter your house.
Ah.
I don't care if it's stacks of boxes in the corner that you moved in with 3 years ago and they're still sitting in the corner.
Uh-huh.
It can be in your office where you literally have stacks and miles and pounds of paper sitting everywhere. Every time you run into clutter, it can be your kitchen cupboards, your pantry. It can be your children's rooms where the dirty clothes and the clean clothes are stacked sometimes on top of chairs and desks and tables. You unclutter and find a place to put the things that you either no longer use or want to keep, and it will make a huge difference in your world, because clutter represents, number one, stress, something that you haven't gotten around to.
Yeah.
It represents a chaotic rather than a organized, peaceful space. And that clutter might be setting in an area of your home that is all about relationships, meaning your relationships are not getting fresh new energy. Or maybe it's in your career area where your career has gone flat or you're having problems with your boss. What happens in your house is reflected in the outside of your world too.
That is a very interesting point, and something that can be conquered with some sort of ease.
Absolutely. Get three boxes around. One's keep it, one's toss it, and one's store it for 6 months to see if you're going to use it again. Whether it's in the kitchen and it's chipped, do you really want to keep a chipped or broken or cracked glass or plate in the kitchen? If you're in your own closet, if you don't feel like $1 million wearing an outfit, and if it doesn't look great on you, then don't wear it. Give it to somebody else who will find pleasure in wearing it, and it will make them happy. If you're not happy wearing what you've got on and don't feel like $1 million, you are not going to perform as well in the office space and in your home.
This is very good points. And feng shui, so easy a child could do it. The third edition.
Yes, we have updated it a couple of times as new information or new ideas become available, or I simply expand my knowledge. It's a very broad subject that can be very complex because there are four schools of teaching. That means you could pick up four different books and have four different ways to accomplish something, or four different areas where maybe you think your best direction is. But one tip I would give a homeowner is when you settle into your home and you set your bed, in some of the books it'll tell you, well, you've got to have it this way for the male or that way for the female because of the numbers, the best numbers. I'm telling you right now, the best way to do it is to put it as far away from the door as you can get it, so you have clear sight of your door from a safety perspective. Safety sometimes has to overrule all of the other criteria.
Very good point. And those are just some of the little tidbits. I love this. All right, now 21 ways to increase employee engagement. I thought that you did so well in explaining the fact that in order to achieve a better life, a more successful life, we have to have that clarity and sense of purpose in our home and in our workspace.
Absolutely. Now, your work doesn't have to necessarily make you happy. It's a real bonus if it is. But the things that make you happy may be out of your work, and work might be simply a way of earning a living. And that's okay as long as it doesn't become chaotic and stressful. But the more you can create your workspace to support you, whether you work at home or in an office or in a corporation, the better your life will be. And your objective in a workspace is to create a flow of focus that constantly brings you new energy, new ideas, updates whatever you need updated, and leaves you at the end of the day not drained and feeling like you can barely drag yourself home.
Yeah.
You do this similarly as you do in the home. You make sure your workspace has adequate space. If you're cramped in a cubicle, you know what? Put as little in that cubicle as you can. Leave on the top of the desk only the things you absolutely need. Keep your files put away. Keep anything miscellaneous put away. You can't have efficiency in a workspace if you have 16 pictures of your children covering half of your desk.
Wow, that's a fair point.
Absolutely. One wonderful picture will remind you of your family.
That you cooked them.
That's right. But if you have so many, one of them's going to make you wonder, what are they doing at soccer today? Is that one feeling all right? Is this one in trouble in school again? Or is this one, you know, it takes your focus to the children instead of to where
you... To your task at hand.
To your task at hand. Absolutely.
Very insightful, Pat. So that is 21 ways to increase employee engagement. Interesting. So now we have enough time to just touch on, and then we'll circle back here. Looking within, discover 7 principles leading to hope, peace, and joy.
Looking within is about you reconnecting with your creator. And as I mentioned earlier, there are several ways to do it. You can do it through meditation, through something that quiets your mind. And then you go within. But most people, when they go within their head and stop there. You really need to go to your heart center. And there are some real easy ways to do that once you're in your head and find it quiet. You can simply take an elevator, a little tiny elevator, and go zoom from your head to your heart. You can take a slide, a curlicue slide. You can get into a little capsule and say, beam me down, Scotty. You know, there's many ways to do that, but you want to get into your heart center because that's where you connect with God. Once you're connected with God, it's then much easier to start to find the answers to what you're looking for, whether it's relationships, whether it's a much bigger picture. Sometimes it's just you need help, and it's a two-way street. The other thing people find when they get in there is that they come to planet Earth, so to speak, with a purpose, not just to be a mom, a dad, an employer, an employee, But we all have a purpose to help make life a little better on planet Earth. Once you get connected, then you can go to the other 7 steps in the book about creating this lifestyle that works in the 21st century. And some of the points are equality, respect for other, honoring each other, being in control of self, love, truth. I mean, they're each one of those steps are universal steps to all religions in the world, and also the way humanity was designed to treat each other.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful stuff, Pat.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we are chatting with Pat Heidloff. She is an innovator, a thought leader, and an author. She has 4 books that she's written. We've been able to touch on the first 3. And I'd like to, before we go on a quick commercial break, shout out to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. We were talking about her first book and feng shui and how to make your home work for your peace of mind and your ability to center yourself. And it is best and easiest to do that when you own that home and you can make all the changes that you wish. And Caliber Home Loans can certainly help you in that process as you plan for the new year. No more rent racing. No, they have a variety of products. They use local appraisers, multiple offices throughout the Treasure Coast. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. There's more in store on this edition of the Treasure Coast Insider. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over 2 decades, 2 letters, 1 simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Right now at Sunshine Furniture, it's holiday sale time, so you can save up to 50% on selected groups of indoor and outdoor furniture from Lloyd Flanders, Telescope, Windward, Capri, Seawinds, Universal, and lots more. Sofas, love seats, dining sets, patio groups, occasional chairs, bedroom sets, all on sale just in time to make Santa say ho, ho, ho. Also, all pictures, lamps, and accessories are half off. And don't forget to visit our outlet and sales store just across the street from our main location for lots of great holiday bargains. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza next to Planet Fitness in Vero Beach. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture brightens up your day. Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Ooh, have a sunshine day. Sunshine Furniture.
The Port St. Lucie High School Drama Department presents Footloose the Musical. The show is packed with hits such as Footloose, Let's Hear It for the Boy, Almost Paradise, and Holding Out for a Hero. Footloose features a cast of 50 performers and a live orchestra. The show runs January 25th through February 4th. Tickets are available now at Perkins Restaurant in Port St. Lucie, Vivid Salon and Spa in St. Lucie West, and Joy's Ice Cream in Fort Pierce. See why 250,000 people have seen one of our performances. More details at pslhsdrama.com.
Are you getting ready to move?
Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back, friends. The new year is upon us. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. My team of handsome, helpful, and handy men with muscle are here to help you, whether you're planning a renovation and you just need items shifted about, or a full pack and move, whether you're going across the street, state, or country as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. It's always a free estimate, and we would be honored to assist. Also, shout out to True Colors Salon and Spa, Old Dixie in Vero Beach, largest salon on the Treasure Coast. They have stylists and incredibly talented professionals for a variety of services, skincare, nails, massage, you name it, with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee, open nights and weekends. They will help you feel and look your best. True Colors Salon and Spa, we love them, and you will love them too. In the studio, Pat Heidloff. She is an innovator, a thought leader, an author. She has written 4 books. We've had the opportunity to touch on the first 3 that have been incredibly interesting. Feng Shui, So Easy a Child Can Do It, helping us create that special space within our home that allows us to become centered. 21 Ways to Increase Employee Engagement. Whether we like it or not, we spend a lot of time at work.
That's right. Absolutely.
And there's ways that we can help to make it a better place for ourselves and our sanity. Looking within, discover 7 principles leading to hope, peace, and joy. I'm thrilled that she's actually brought me 2 of those books to be able to read. And finally, we have Conversations with Toth, Your Pathway to Wisdom, Truth, and Unconditional Love. Tell me more.
Thoth is this absolutely miraculous ancient Egyptian god who is credited for starting the Wisdom and Knowledge Library to record the history of mankind and of Earth and all of the knowledge that has taken place in Earth. And my Looking Within book kind of nudged me that I needed to look further within and find true truth and how that truth might look in the upcoming centuries. And one day, the good Lord blessed me with him walking into my life as I was journaling, and he announced himself, "Here am I, Thoth, your old colleague. Let's go." And that took me on a writing journey in my journals of writing every day, 1 to 3 hours a day for 2.5 months. And I didn't realize till I was probably halfway in that I was actually writing a book. And it turned out to be just a conversation between he and I. But he taught experientially. He would have me come to the library, but then not look at the books or not read the books. But like if we were talking about family and their incredible importance in the future of the world, he would take me to a park and show me what parks would look like, that they should have no electronics. They should have nothing there that gets in the way of one-on-one communication. Because for family, for children, it all begins with the family unit. How do you negotiate with each other? Kids fighting each, how kids have
sure,
to struggle.
Sure, those dynamics.
All those dynamics are there. The respect for a senior, the respect for elders, how to play games and live by rules, all begins in the family. And in his world, it begins with meditation in the morning, because when children learn to meditate when they're young, it shows up in school and it shows up in their work ethic after school.
All of your books are available on Amazon. Can you please spell out your website quickly for our listeners?
PatHeidloff.com, PatHeidloff.com.
She's an incredible lady. One and all, she'll set us on a good path for 2024. Until next year, cheers.